Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the Anti-Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church in our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and all the glory this evening. I just thank God, hallelujah, for all that he does this evening. I give him praise and glory, hallelujah. I magnify his holy name this evening. I praise God. I just thank and praise God tonight for being here. He is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. This is our Bible class. This is our study in the Word of God. And I just thank God this evening for this. You. I give God all the praise tonight. I'm trying to get my... Okay. I just give God all the praise tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. I'm just trying to get everything on point. Ooh. Yes, God, I thank the Lord tonight for everything. Things are moving kind of slow. I don't know what's going on, but they are moving slow, my tablet and stuff is moving slow tonight, but we're going to get ready to have a scripture. I can't wait on it. I'm trying to wait on it, but I can't wait on it. We're going to be reading from Psalms 90. Praise God. Psalms 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction and say, return, you children of men. For 1,000 years in your sight are but a yes, as yesterday when it is past, and as a watch in the night. You carry them away as with a flood. They are as they sleep in the morning. They are like grass which grow up. In the morning it flourishes and grows up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed by your anger, and by your wrath are we troubled. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days are passed away in your wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years, and if by reason of strength 40 years, yet is their strength labor and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. I have just read you from Psalms 90, from the first verse to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word.
She knows my name.
world's mine. Lord, how he walks with me. Show how he talks with me. Yeah. Show how he tells me. I am his own.
Don't stop.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come on tonight just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight, God. Father, we come tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, God. Move me from this flesh, Lord, that you may use me as your vessel on tonight, God, to minister on tonight, God. I ask you to touch our hearts and our minds that we may be able to receive and accept your word just like it is, uncut, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, bless every member of the End Time Men and Women of War, the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry and every ministry, everyone that will listen to this radio broadcast. Lord, I ask you to bless our Bible class on tonight, God. We just thank you on tonight. We praise you, God. I give you reverence. You are my life. And even into Apostle Dean in this absence to each one of my brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, I ask you to cover on tonight. Father, we pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. Amen. So we're going to get ready to read, starting in chapter 21. And when King Arad, the Canaanite, which dwelt in the south, heard tell that Israel came by the way of the spies. Come on now. Then he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoners. And Israel vowed a vow unto the Lord and said, if you will indeed deliver this people into my hand, then will utterly destroy their city. And the Lord hearkened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them in their city. And he called the name of that place Hormah. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the souls of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spoke against God and against Moses, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our souls loath this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray unto the Lord that he takes away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, fiery serpent, and set it up on a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone who is bitten, when he looks upon it, shall live. And Moses made a serpent of brass and put it up on a pole. And it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. And the children of Israel set forward a pitch in Obah. And they journeyed from Obah and pitched at Jerobam in the wilderness, which is before Moab, toward the sun rising. From thence they removed and pitched in the valley of Zord. From thence they removed and pitched on the other side of Arnon, which is in the wilderness that comes out of the coast of the Amorites. For Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites, which it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, what he did in the Red Sea and in the brook of Arnon, and at the stream of the brook that goes down to the dwelling of Ar, or and lies upon the border of Moab, and from thence they went to Beer, that is the well that were of the Lord spoken to Moses, gather the people together, and I will give them water. And Israel sang this song, spring up, O well, sing ye unto it. The prince dung the well, the nobles of the people dung it by the direction of the lawgiver with their staff. And from the wilderness they went to Matana, and from Matana to Nahalith, and from Nahalith to Bamoth, and from Bamoth in the valley that is in the country of Moab to the top of Pisgah, which looks toward Jeshimon. And the Lord, and Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of Amorites, saying, let me through your land. We will not turn into the field or into the vineyard. We will not drink of the water of the well, but we will go along by the king's highway until we be past your borders. And Sihon would not suffer Israel to pass through his borders. But Sihon gathered all his people together and went out against Israel into the wilderness. And he came to Jahaz and fought against Israel. And Israel smote him with the edge of the sword and possessed his land from Arnon unto Jabbok, even unto the children of Ammon. For the borders of the children of Ammon were strong. And Israel took all these cities, and Israel dwelt in all the cities of the Amorites in Heshbon, and in all the villages thereof. For Heshbon was the city of Sihon, the king of the Amorites, who had fought against the former king of Moab and taken all his land out of his hand, even unto Arnon. Wherefore they who speak in Proverbs say, come unto Heshbon, let the city of Sihon be built and prepared. For there is a fire gone out of Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It has consumed Ar of Moab and the lords of their high places of Arnon. Woe to you, Moab! You are undone, O people of Chemosh. He has given his sons who escaped and his daughters into captivity unto Sihon, king of the Amorites. We have shot all them. Heshbon is perished, even unto Dibon, and we have laid them waste, even unto Nophon, which reaches unto Medabah. Thus Israel dwell in the land of the Amorites. And Moses sent to spy out Jazer, and they took the villages thereof and drove out the Amorites who were there. And they turned and went up by the way in Bashan, and Og, the king of Bashan, went out against them, he and all his people, to the battle of Edrei. And the Lord said unto Moses, fear him not, for I have delivered him unto your hand, and all his people in his land, and you shall do to him as you did unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, which dwell in the at Heshbon. So they smote him and his sons and all his people until there was none left him alive, and they possessed his land.
Ooh. Amen. Chapter 22.
Amen.
And the children of Israel set forth and pitched in the plains of Moab on the side Jordan by Jericho. And Balak, the son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was sore afraid of the people because they were many. And Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said unto the elders of Midian, now shall this company lick up all that are round about us as the ox licketh up the grass of the field. And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of the Moabites at that time. Yeah. He sent messages therefore unto Balaam, the son of Beor, to Tessar, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, behold, there is a people come out from Egypt. Behold, they cover the face of the earth, and they abide over against me. Come now, therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me. Peradventure, I shall prevail, that we may smite them, and that I may drive them out of the land. For I wot that he whom thou blessest is blessed, and he whom thou cursest is cursed. And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination, divination in their hand. And they came unto Balaam and spake unto him the words of Balak. And he said unto them, lodge here this night, and I will bring you word against the Lord. No, and I will bring you word again, as the Lord shall speak unto me, and the princes of Moab abide with Balaam. And God came unto Balaam and said, what men are those with thee? And Balaam said unto God, Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent unto me, saying, behold, there is a people come out of Egypt which covers the face of the earth. Come now, curse me them, peradventure I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out. And God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them. Thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed. And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get you into your land. Oh, king, get out now. For the Lord refuses to give me leave to go with you. And the princes of Moab rose up, and they went unto Balak and said, Balaam refuses to come with us. And Balak sent yet again princes more and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said to him, thus said Balak, the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray thee, hinder thee from coming unto me, for I will promote thee unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever thou sayest unto me. Come therefore, I pray thee, curse me this people. And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Now therefore, I pray you, tarry ye also here this night, that I may know what the Lord will say unto me more. And God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto thee, that shalt thou do. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in a way for adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. And the ass saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand. And the ass turned aside out of the way and went into the field. And Balaam smote the ass and turned her into the way. But the angel of the Lord stood in a path of the vineyard, a wall being on this side and a wall on that side. And then the ass saw the angel of the Lord. She thrust herself onto the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he smote her again. And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left hand. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled. And he smote the ass with the staff, and the Lord opened the mouth of the ass. And she said unto Balaam, what have I done unto thee that thou hast smitten me these three times? And Balaam said unto the ass, because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now would I kill thee. And the ass said unto Balaam, am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee? And he said, nay. Then the Lord opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord standing in the way, and his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord said unto him, wherefore hast thou smitten thine ass these three times? Behold, I went out to withstand thee, because thy way is perverse before me. And the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had slain thee and saved her alive. And Balaam said unto the angel of the Lord, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. Now therefore, if it displease thee, I will get me back again. And the angel of the Lord said unto Balaam, go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak unto thee, that thou shalt speak. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. And when Balak heard that Balaam was come, he went out to meet him unto the city of Moab, which is in the border of Arnon, which is in the utmost coast. And Balak said unto Balaam, did I not earnestly send unto thee to call thee? Wherefore camest thou not unto me? Am I not able indeed to promote thee to honor? And Balaam said unto Balak, lo, I am come unto thee. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God putteth in my mouth, that shall I speak? And Balaam went with Balak, and they came unto Kirjath-Huzoth. And Balak offered oxen and sheep and sent to Balaam and the princes that were with him. And it came to pass on the morrow that Balak took Balaam and brought him up into the high places of Baal, that thence he might see the utmost part of the people. Amen.
Amen. You all give me about 5 minutes. Just take a 5 minute break. Give me about 5 minutes. Amen, amen. Thank you all for being patient with me. Amen. We're going to get ready to go through these questions. This is some good learning here, I tell you. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to be on here, and I'm sorry about this. I'm taking so long. I just had some other things I had to take care of. Okay. Well, there they are. Chapter 21. What did the people, and I'm sorry, Prophetess Martin, that I couldn't really help at that time with some of those words because I wasn't where my Bible was. Chapter 21. What did the people of Israel complain about upon leaving Mount Hor over in chapter 21? Let me go back over here. Okay. In verse 5, it says, and the people spoke against God and against Moses, wherefore have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our souls loathe this light bread. So that's kind of what they was talking about, complaining about they had no food. What did God do because of this complaint? What did God do?
And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, mm-hmm. and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died.
Did you hear that? He sent snakes to bite they complaining, but girl, I'm telling you, that's a mess right there. The Lord sent snakes to kill them. Because they've been complaining all the time about everything since they left Egypt. They've been complaining. And, you know, I heard so many other things about it wasn't just them complaining, it was the people, the strangers that was with them, the other people, you know, that's not Israelites. So it was other nationality of people with them that was not Israelites, or they wasn't they hadn't accepted God. I just say that as they as the Father. They was just with them because they saw how much favor they had with God. They were supposed to be the ones that was complaining and not the Israelites. Who would not let Israel pass through their land at this time? Number two.
Verse 21. And Israel sent messengers unto Sihon, king of the Amorites, saying, let me pass through thy land. We will not turn into the fields or into the vineyards. We will not drink of the water of the well, but we will go along by the king's highway until we be passed by borders.
It's supposed to be out, and it's supposed to be 23.
Okay. And Sihon would not suffer Israel to pass through his borders, but Sihon gathered all his people together and went out against Israel into the wilderness, and he came to Jahaz and fought against Israel.
So what happened to these people? That's the next verse in 24.
And Israel smote him with the edge of the sword and possessed his land from Arnon unto Jabbok, even unto the children of Ammon, for the border of the children of Ammon was strong.
Yeah, Israelites won. They defeated them. They attacked Israel, but were severely defeated. They was beat up. So who came out against Israel when they left the city of Sihon? Did we just do that?
Jahaz.
No,
it's 33. When they left, he said, who came out against Israel when they left the city of Sihon? In verse 33, you can read it. Prophet heard.
And they turned and went up by the way to Bashan. So Og, king of Bashan, went out against them, and he and all his people to battle at Edrei.
That's who it was. It was king of Bashan was the one that was fighting Israel in when they left the city of Sihon. And what happened to him in 35?
Israelites defeated him and his sons and all his people until there was no survivor left him. And they took possession of the land.
That's right. They sure did. They took. There were no survivors when they got through with them. I was like, oh, my God. So we in chapter 22 now. But that's when we complain, that's why we have to be careful. And sometimes we don't think we're complaining when we do be complaining. And I know sometimes I have to catch myself. I be saying, oh, Lord, forgive me, because you can complain and complain. But let me tell you, God is not pleased with us complaining about, you know, little stuff. You know, we human, so we going to do something, but he don't like that complaining, especially when he already know the plans he have for us, and we trying to do everything else to do it our way, and God done already did it his way. And then we start complaining. And a lot of times when God allow things to happen like that, it's because he wanna take us through some stuff you know, so we be able to testify the goodness of the Lord and how he brought us out. And when we end up, we get elevated. But now we complain all through our test. If I would tell you all just what I've been through today, fasting, praying, trying to study and do everything else, if I would just tell you all, I'm not going to complain. I mean that. This is my fifth day of my 21-day fast. I'm not going to complain. But all I can do is what I can do. All I can do is do the best that I can that God allowed me to do. And I mean the very, very best. Give it your all. That's how you have to do things. When you're working and serving for God, you don't only just work for yourself. You serve other people. When you serve the people of God, you serving God. So that's how I look at things. I don't know about nobody else, but I want to be one that in service, serving God's people the best way I know how, and not complain. You know, like I said, we human, we may say this, we may say that, but you have to repent. And Lord, use me to serve your people. Because when we not serving God, we supposed to be serving him and the people of God. You have to do what you can do and not complain. So I really understand it, and I see a whole lot of that. So we on chapter 22. I really wanted to get into this, but anyway. The first question is, why did Balak sin for Balaam? Why did he sin for Balaam?
For money?
Probably so. It's in verse 6. It says, come now, therefore I pray thee, curse me this people, for they are too mighty for me, I'm sorry. Peradventure I shall prevail that we may smite them and that I may drive them out of that land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he who you curse is cursed. So he sent for Balak for him who he sent for Balaam to curse, I guess, the Israelites. He wanted Balaam to curse the Israelites so he can defeat them. So, because he know that Balaam had God. Well, I don't know about that. That don't sound like God. But anyway, Balak was telling him, whoever you curse, and whoever you bless, be blessed. But no, Balaam didn't have God. He was a God. They was worshiping him like he was a God. That's what it is. And so he was cursing people and called himself blessing people. But they ain't ran into the true and living God. So they finna run into him. That's what's finna happen. So, yeah, Balak wanted Balaam to curse the Israelites. So why did God get angry with Balaam? And that's in verses 20 and 21.
22? Mm-hmm. No, you're right. Because he was basically going with Balak and was going to do what he told him to do. But he say, and God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call thee, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto thee, that shalt thou do. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for him. So God was mad because he went, but he told him to go?
No. Okay, let me see. Balaam rose up. See, Balaam rose up to leave with the last group of men instead of waiting on them to come to him as God had instructed him to do.
Okay.
He rose up and he to leave with the last group of men instead of waiting on them to come to him as God told him to. God told him to wait for the last people. No, he told him to wait on some, I guess, some more. Let me see. Let me get a better understanding. God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call you, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto you, that shall you do. And Balaam wrote, well, evidently Balaam, God had told Balaam, don't go. And Balaam rose up in the morning and saddled his ass and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went. Let me see. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. But God permits Balaam. Let me see in verse 15. Let me start from there. And Balaam sent yet again princes more and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said to him, thus said Balak, the son of Zippor, let nothing, I pray you, hinder you from coming unto me. For I will promote you unto very great honor, and I will do whatsoever you say unto me. Come therefore, I pray you, curse me this people. And Balaam answered and said unto the servant of Balak, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Now therefore I pray you, tarry you also here this night, that I may know what the Lord would say unto me more. And God came unto Balaam at night and said unto him, if the men come to call you, rise up and go with them. But yet the word which I shall say unto you, that shall you do. So I can remember reading. I don't know where it is. But Balaam going to go up against God, and God going to have to really, really force his way. Because I don't believe he's a true worshiper of God. I don't believe he is a true prophet of God. I just haven't found out where it is.
Well, in verse 12, it say, and God said unto Balaam, thou shalt not go with them, thou shalt not curse the people, for they are blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And Balaam rose up in the morning and said unto the princes of Balak, get you into your land, and the Lord refuses to give me leave to go with you.
Okay,
so
that's it right there. That's it right there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it right there. Okay, what verse we on? Okay, number 3. When leaving, who spoke to Balaam?
I know the ass, but an angel.
Mm-hmm. The donkey. Oh, it's the angel of the Lord. Spoke through the donkey. Yep. It was the angel of the Lord that spoke through the donkey. Mm-hmm. Sure did. What did the angel of the Lord try to do to Balaam?
He tried to stop him. from going.
He can't. Well, honey, I'm just telling you, but he came to kill him.
But I feel like if the donkey wouldn't have turned, he probably would have killed him.
He probably would have, because, see, the donkey could sin, but he could. And that's why sometimes you don't know. Children can see them, you know, angels and stuff. We the ones can't see them and stuff, you know. But a lot of times the children and the animals can see them. And here he is just beating the donkey. But shoot, girl, let a donkey speak to me and see what happened. I mean, he wasn't even supposed to be talking, so you know it had to be God. He came to, in verse 33, it says, and the ass saw me and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I had killed you and saved her alive. See, we don't know how God works. And we don't, a lot of things that we do, if we just stop and pay attention and just listen a little bit, try to pay attention and listen a little bit to the Lord. I'm telling you, a lot of times we get on our own and we do what we want to do, but it's not good for us to do that. It's not good for us to do that. We need to pay attention to what God is saying. I know everything don't go our way all the time. It doesn't. But we gotta make sure we don't do what God tells us not to do, especially when it comes to something like that. When he say don't go, don't you go. Because him and Balaam going to have a problem at the wild God. Sure is. It's coming up. These are some good study chapters that's coming up. And we shouldn't forget this. But we're going to probably read through this Bible again and again and again, because we need to know the word of the Lord. We need to know the word of the Lord. These are some of the last days. We got to have that word written in our heart. If we don't know it, we better try to study every day and on our study time, our Bible study. We need to know this word. So I just thank and praise God. Anyone have anything to say before we get ready to close out? Amen. But I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to do the Bible class tonight, because I could have let so many other things stop me. But when God tells you to do something, you have to do it. And even when you do it, it's the way you do it. And in the spirit that you do it in. So I thank and praise God for the spirit of the Lord. So we're going to get ready to close our Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for this Bible study. Thank you for opening up our understanding. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for teaching us on tonight, Holy Spirit. We just give you praise and glory, Lord. We magnify your name tonight. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God, and everyone that will listen to this video. I ask you to be the blessing that they stand in need of tonight. I ask you to be the healing that they stand in need of tonight. Father, I ask you to surround them in your love, God. Surround them in your peace and joy tonight. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. God bless you all. I just love you. I'll be on in the morning at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern time for the wake-up call. But I'll be right back on here Thursday night. God bless you all. I love you. Have a good night.
Love you. God bless you. Have a good night.
Good night.
God bless you all.
Love you all.
All right.
God bless
you. Love you. Okay.